Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel?
Say get in there. Well, I guess we better get on in there. That's Kale's Corner, that is.
Yeah, that
happy Tuesday. Happy Tuesday on this here 11th day of May. You know, this year is going by, Tree. I'm serious, man. I look up and all of a sudden we here and it's like, wow.
Yeah.
We in May already, you know. You know, we getting all types of reports that things are going to be relinquishing their bans on crowds getting together and all type of gatherings and everything of that nature. You know, we're moving forward from this COVID pandemic, you know. Hey, there's a lot going on, man. It is a lot going on, you know. And I look at it like this. I don't know about nobody else, but I'm happy. I am happy the closer we get to football season, the more restrictions that they lift. You know what I'm saying? Because that means we're going to be able to get some live in your face football going on here. You know what I'm talking about? And I got a peek. You know how they so anxious to release the football schedule that they give us little peeks of what's to come and who's playing who. Well, I saw my Washington football team. Not only do we have those Seahawks, but I think we got y'all, too, those San Francisco 49ers on our come get them this year list. You know what I'm saying? So,
I don't know if you want that, but okay.
Why wouldn't we want that? Why we want all that smoke, girl? We want all that drama that you and your San Francisco 49ers. Oh, fire.
Yeah, we need smoke.
It's a good thing we got a fire company right next to our stadium. they can put that thing out real quick. Don't y'all come here with no nonsense. Y'all talking about this is the PG County's finest, guys.
Okay. Yes, indeed.
But, hey, listen, NHL heating up. The playoff seating are setting up for themselves. Just watching the Capitals team. We're going to talk about what they're doing. MLB, of course, we all know how I feel about it. Until we get down to 60, 70-something games left, DMV Kale is really not all that. I mean, I'm into it because when there's nothing else on to watch, baseball sometimes falls into the only live thing that's showing. So, of course, I'm going to watch it. NBA, you know, we must take the time to congratulate Mr. Russell Westbrook, you know, unlike all the other haters who are bringing up everything except for the young man's accomplishment, we're going to be sure to take time and get on that. And Jacksonville. Jacksonville.
We're talking about the
Jacksonville. Guys. Yeah, we're Jacksonville,
we're
man.
We make them laugh because they do
yeah,
too much. We're talking about them laughs.
Yeah.
We need about 45 minutes.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You know, y'all. T keep telling me, y'all. Miss T keep telling me. Kel, we need 3 hours. And I keep saying we good on two. But I'm serious, man. I'm really starting to feel that 3 hour thing, man, because Jacksonville. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. Pass that number along and let them know we taking a quick break. But when we come back onto this corner, Kel and Miss T gonna let it be what it be. Thank you all. Welcome, and let's get this party going, man. Street, they call it
where the thugs them jam but 2 pound within a van box. It's in a your handbag, your knapsack, it's in a your backpack. The smell of your girlfriend contact. Come boy, not know this. Them only come around like tourists on the beach with a few club sodas. Bedtime stories and pounds like them named Chuck Norris. And don't know the real hardcore, cause Sanders are not back to. The thugs them we do where them got to. And won't think twice to shot to. Don't make them spot to. Unless you carry guns and lads to. A beer tough thing come at to. When trench town man stop laugh and block up traffic. Then we learn pop off and them start drop it. With the pin pile long and it a beat drop it. Police for me in a jeep and them can't stop it. Some say them a playboy rabbit. Get chopped like a bad habit. So no bother post up if you don't have it. Rastafari stands alone.
Welcome to the corner. Welcome to the corner. Man, oh man, oh man. It was a great weekend in sports. I mean, from Friday all the way up until Monday night. I mean, Sunday, I'm sorry. And tonight as well, because there are going to be a couple of good NBA games airing tonight. But I'm going to talk about the MLB. First and foremost, first thing in order, congratulations to the Baltimore Orioles for their first team no-hitter. The Orioles pitchers threw a no-hitter. What was that, Friday? We weren't on air, but we still wanted to send that congratulations out and you know, see exactly what, you know, the Orioles do with. Will it push them in the right direction forward, moving forward, or will it just be what it was when it was type situation? So congratulations, Orioles. We don't want to belittle or take anything away from you guys' accomplishment, because that was a great game pitch. We appreciate, you know, what you guys did in handling that game. Right now, the Washington Nationals sit fourth in the NL East, which we kind of, you know, we're coming along. We're coming along. I'll say that. With this Nats team, these guys have fought and had one obstacle after another before them. But it seems like the pitching and you know, it was the same thing. This Nats team, they played the same way when they won the pennant. And it was like off and on all season. First, they had the bat, and the bats were attentive, and then they fell off, and it was just the pitcher. And when they won everything, it seems like they all came together as one, both pitching and hitting, and we won the MLB championship. So So, you know, again, it's too early, guys. It's too early to feel any type of way or to be going either way on this Nats team. I say we because, you know, that last championship 2017, I didn't really get to enjoy that. You know why? Because I was looking at game to game performances and it was always oh man, they ain't gonna win doing that. They're not gonna win doing that. And I found myself more frustrated than enjoying the ride. So, and I'm not saying that they're going to win it all this year. I'm not saying that at all here. Understand me. I'm just saying I'm going to take the time to enjoy the season. I'm going to take the time to enjoy, no matter what they give me, no matter what they display to the fans of the Nationals, I'm going to take the time to enjoy what they give me. Trace?
Well, right now, y'all standing at the bottom of y'all division, and y'all do have, I'm only saying that because it's 100, well, y'all have 127 games left. You know, other players, other teams probably have like 120 games left because I think y'all are behind because of COVID. So y'all have enough time to make up from that bottom spot to get in one of those top two to at least make
right.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all got it's a way enough time. People needed to stay healthy and all that kind of stuff. My Giants, my San Francisco Giants are, thank God, they're number one in but, you know, that could change too. But they're number one, and they're doing pretty good. They're 21-14. Y'all are 13-17. That's why I say y'all like 5 or 6 games behind. But y'all still got like 127 games to make up to, you know, beat, go on a stretch, you know, win a whole bunch of games. Yeah, who knows? Y'all might end up at first, and we can be at the bottom. It's just too many games left to know that.
Right.
So I'm like, like, I mean, I love it. I love the, you know, following it, the whole thing, because that's just who I am. But I don't really get excited until it's down to like those last 20 or 30 games, because that's when it started getting heated up. When it started getting down to those games, but yeah, you're right. It's a lot of game left in baseball. But let me tell you this though. Let me say this. You remember Jordan Zimmerman used to play with y'all?
Yeah, he still plays with y'all.
No, he don't. Zimmerman.
Oh, you talking about the pitcher?
I'm talking about Jordan Zimmerman. Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
He threw a no hitter for y'all back in the day. I think it was back in 2014. Yeah. He threw a no-hitter for y'all, but he called it quit. Like, he's retiring. He's done.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yep, he's done. He called it quit. Mm-hmm.
And I've always liked Zimmerman. It was fun. Jordan, not Ryan, but Jordan.
Yeah.
Because Jordan Zimmerman reminds me of the old pitcher in the movie Major League.
Oh yeah,
you remember that movie? And he was out there he was out there on the mound smoking a cigarette. Jordan Zimmerman, and I've never seen Jordan Zimmerman smoking a cigarette, but for some reason, every time I saw him pitch, he put me in the mind of that movie. So. Hey, happy trails, Zimmerman, and we wish you all the success in your retirement. And as a Nats fan, you know, I appreciate and thank you for what you brought here. Let's go to the phone.
Yep, he brought some good stuff to y'all because he was the only one that threw a no-hitter in y'all whole history, and nobody's done it since. And y'all won the game, so.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Ted, what's up with your Chicago team, man?
We decent. So We got two teams now. We got the Sox and the Cubs. So
and the Cubs, yeah.
We won. Sox won the other day that I know of. Last I saw, I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before. You know, but like she said, it's a lot of games to go, man. So you know, let's wait to mid-season at least. You know, and
yeah, that's what I'm saying. We had the tip. We had the very tip top of the season. Let's go to my man Lou. What's up, Lou?
Good afternoon.
Hey, Lou.
How are you, sir?
All right. Well, at least there's one bright spot for the Orioles. You know, I mean, they got the O'Hare, so congratulations on that.
Right.
Yeah.
And they won the game. But what, Lou? You know, it's a right shoe and a left shoe with Lou. So the right shoe done failed. What the left shoe got to say?
Well, I mean, I just heard this morning about Zimmerman. I mean, he had a great career, and he decided to hang up his cleats.
Yeah.
I guess we all got to go sometime.
Well,
he's
I mean,
though.
You know. Yeah.
Yeah,
he's still a young man. You know, you know, in regular society years, he's still a young man. So, you know, and plenty of money, you know, plenty of money.
Yeah.
So, you know, the world is basically his. What he chooses to do is all up to him. So, you know, hey, man, you know, more power to you, man. You know, I can appreciate what you were and moving forward. If you decide, you know what, it's all about my family. I did enough traveling years and years.
Yeah.
162 game season. Now I'm getting out of the spotlight completely. Hey, I can appreciate that as well. You have the right to do whatever it is that you want to do. And, you know, congratulations on a great career, man. A great career. 'Cause, you know, a lot of people look at baseball as if, you know, oh, it's nothing to it. Baseball is hard to play. Man.
Wrong.
It
wrong.
It's a very nothing to it.
You need a skill, right?
Yeah.
You say, what'd you say, Lou?
You need a skill to play the game. You know how to play it. So it's not like, you know, anybody can do it because not everybody can do it.
Exactly. Exactly. I remember during my younger days, my father used to take me to the batting range. It used to be right over here off of 301. And, man, you know, I would set the pitches to come.
I assume that's
your
area, 301?
Yeah, upper Marlboro.
Okay, because remember, I'm from New Jersey.
Yeah, I know you're from Jersey, Lou, you know. But I'm sure you all have batting cages up there in Jersey as well.
Oh, absolutely,
you know?
Yeah.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. You wanted to give your area a little shot. Yeah, you wanted to give your area a little. Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. That's cool. We ain't going to leave you out, bro. But I'm at the batting range, and I set the pitches to come as slow and low as you could, which was like 50 miles an hour, 55. And it was still hard for me to hit it. And sometimes I watch, sometimes I'm watching baseball and I'll see the tracker 89, 90, almost 100 miles an hour. These pitchers are throwing these balls. And I'm like, wow. To have that type of command where you could throw that ball accurately and a pinpoint location repetitively, that's
in a
good.
Certain way.
That,
in a certain
exactly.
way. The curveball, the fastball, you know, to hold it, if you hold the ball a certain way and throw it, that means it's a certain throw. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
That's amazing all by itself. to do that.
And also, you got to have the velocity that they throw with and all that stuff.
That's
like you said, they definitely come with heat. They definitely, when they say they're throwing heat, they're throwing heat, you know, and it's coming by.
Yeah,
they
are. Mm-hmm. That's the number one. That's the one key, velocity.
We got batting cage also, but we used to play this game called strike 'em out. You know, where you throw the ball had a rubber ball, you throw it against the wall. You painted a box on the wall that was your strikeout zone. You know, so this is where you didn't have to have many players or nothing like that, and pretty much they had gloves. So you would be pitching. You have a player pitching and stuff, and then you had a batter up against the school ground wall and stuff, and they batting and stuff. Mm-hmm. So you're throwing it up against theirs. So, you know, that's my first pretty much introduction to playing baseball and stuff. I never played it as far as on with the cleats or anything in the field and all that, but I have played strike 'em out and stuff. So, it is a lot of things to baseball, you know. Then it's just as far as the techniques, as far as knowing when to steal, the hand signals and stuff, and you got to use a lot of athletic ability you have to use as far as running, batting, throwing. It's a whole bunch of aspects that comes into that game, and it's definitely something to it. It's not easy. That's true.
That's true.
So, hey, again, much props given to these baseball players, and much props given to Jordan Zimmerman. And again, I as a national fan, as a Washington national fan, give thanks to this young man for, everything that he gave to my organization, which I love, the Washington Nationals. It was games when I would look up and it seemed like Zimmerman was all we had, It just looked like, boy, what are we going to do, And Zimmerman would always find a way to pull us out. So, and that has completely slipped my mind. Now, the NHL, we got to go into the NHL real quick because I got so much to talk about with basketball. That's going to be a segment all by itself. But the NHL right now, Washington Capitals are in second place, right? Second place in their division. Mm-hmm. And, it's not a bad second place. It's really not a bad second place. The Capitals, we've had to play a couple of games here without Alex Ovechkin and Kuznetsov and Wilson. So, but the guys that are playing, man, they battle. They are battling. Yeah. And them young boys are like, Alex, who? It's our turn. We're going to shine. This is what we're going to do. So I applaud those young men. And, hey, I don't know why, some would say, Kel, you're not hungry for a championship with them because you guys have just really recently won a championship. So it's not as urgent or dying to me that we win. Now, would I like to see us? Heck yeah, of course I would. Of course I would. But it's not as urgent as it is with, say, the Wizards or the Washington football team, that I want to see a championship, that I want to see them doing something good. Because and really, don't hold it against me, but this Capitals team, they're really the spoiled franchise when it comes to their owner and things, the changes that are being made, and the comfortable nature in which these players do everything that they do. Now, it's not their fault. It's not their fault. It's their owner that is providing all of this. But still, I can see a pampered team with this hockey team. So, and I'm not, again, listen, I'm not saying I don't want to see them win a championship. I'm not saying that at all, because I do want to see them win, but it's not as urgent to me. Therese, you got anything you want to say about that?
I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying, because y'all already won one. You got your focus more on the Washington football team or the Wizards.
Right.
That's what you're saying, right? Yeah, okay, yeah. I understand that. I do. I understand that wholeheartedly. I don't really care one way or the other if either one wins, but I understand what you're saying.
Right. 57, what's happening, brother?
Hey, 57.
Hey, how's everybody doing? What's up?
Hey,
what's up? I understand the urgency of especially the Wizards. I understand that it would be nice to see the Wizards in the playoff, and not just in the playoff, but do good and advance in the playoff. You know, the Capitals, you expect them to be in the playoffs every year because that's the way they've been playing. And they are kind of the spoiled team. But to me, if the Wizards could change that, they could change that if they would win, not even just win a championship, but if they could come close to going to the championship, they could change that. Because I saw the enthusiasm when they let the fans back in the other night. It was pretty exciting.
Okay. You're talking about Friday night, right?
Yeah.
You're talking about Friday night. Yes. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just thought that was, you know, that was pretty exciting. I liked the way the fans were, you know, were really into the game. You know, you saw some people with in Russ We Trust feature and so on. I just think if they win a championship, it'll be just like baseball. If they win a championship, I think they could change the culture a little bit here in D.C.
Good thought. Let's go to my man Lou.
All right.
What's up, Lou?
Okay. Yeah. Did I do something wrong before? Because I got muted.
No. We just moved on. Lou, you telling me all this time you've been on Kale's Corner, you don't know the format, you don't know how we do?
Oh, I forgot it was one at a time. Okay.
Go ahead.
My show is a good effort, so that's the thing.
Well, welcome to the
All right.
What do you have to say about the NHL? How is your Jersey team? Have the Islanders healed from that fight?
Can I put you in three little words about how my hockey teams did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the toilet. That's how bad it was.
Oh,
I'm a Rangers fan, not an Islanders fan. Rangers.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Islanders. Though my late co-host was a diehard Islanders fan, so I gotta give a little sympathy.
Okay.
Yeah. Capitals are looking strong.
Very strong.
Yes, they are.
For the most part, yes. So I wasn't too thrilled about that little incident last week with Wilson.
I know. I know you were, and you let
know
us know.
Yeah, I was going to say, he let us know, too.
Yeah.
I know.
That he wasn't too happy about that. But, hey, that's hockey, Lou. That, you know, give and take.
I know, but
game,
but there are hits, and there are hits that are vicious. You know, there is a difference.
Right.
There is a fine line.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
And I believe Wilson did kind of cross that line a bit. I mean, you know, there are hits that, like, you know, it doesn't show much damage, but when you're trying to go rip his guts out, that's another story.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah. And And on all honesty, you know, all jokes aside, when you deliver a hit to a player that can have lasting impressions, then you're going out the realm of the sport. Now, Wilson said that in an interview, Wilson said that he didn't intend for the hit to be as egregious as it was, but things just happened that way. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It escalated and things just happened that way. Now, none of us was in the mind of Wilson to know exactly. Go ahead.
What his intent was.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm with you.
We none of us really know what his intent was, but as a Washington fan, I will say I didn't like to hit myself. I didn't like it because it goes away from the definition of within the parameter of a hockey game, you know.
Can I say something, Dale?
Let me say this. Even though it was not malicious, and even though you were not trying to hurt anyone, you could have well hurt that young man and taking him not just away from the game that night, but I'm talking hockey career ending. And that's not cool in my book. But go ahead, Tree.
Okay, so what I was going to say is, if you go back and look at it, if you go back and look at the whole thing, the guy who hit Wilson, he was trying to hurt him, like physically hurt him, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the way he was holding his stick, the way he was throwing the punches, right?
Mm-hmm.
My mom always told me, I mean, if you get the best of somebody because they hit you first, I'm sorry that happened to you, but you hit me first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but even though.
Yeah, hold on, wait a minute. Hold on. You hit me first, right? Now I'm in my mind. I have to fight him. So everything else is out the window. I'm not even really thinking straight. Nothing. I'm just in survival mode right now. I'm in survival mode, and I'm wanting to get this man off me. This man is just as big as I am, and he's trying to beat me up like I'm trying to beat him up. That's what I got in my mind. I didn't think that the hit was egregious. I didn't think the hit was malicious. I just thought they was fighting. And one got the better of the other one. I don't care you fall down and get hit in the back of the head. That's your business. Turn around. You know you in a fight. Like, why are we all, wait a minute, Kale, listen, if we fight, me and you fighting, right?
Uh-huh.
You trying to hurt me, I'm trying to hurt you. Why do
I couldn't fight you.
For you at that moment?
Yeah.
Why am I even thinking about sympathy in that moment? I'm not thinking about how I'm hitting you. I'm not thinking about none of that. All I'm thinking is you hit me, hitting me, so I'm trying to hit back.
Right.
Yeah, Tree, but we're talking about an organized sport. We're talking about an organized sport here.
This is more fight.
But it wasn't.
We ain't talking about basketball. We ain't talking about football.
In the realms of hockey.
We're
talking about hockey. In the realm of hockey.
They can throw their gloves down and fight.
Yes, they can. Yes, they can.
Yes.
But if you notice, there has never been just a straight up malicious take a person out type hit or fight or retaliation.
Right.
There's never been. So that's what makes it wrong. That's what
it's
makes it wrong. And I'm going to tell you.
No, it don't make it wrong to me.
And what case you say has never been? I've seen a guy get whacked with a stick across the head. And that's one thing you're not supposed to do. Go anything above the head, especially with a stick.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to do anything with a stick.
And let me ask you this. After that player was hit with that stick, the player that actually threw the stick or swung the stick, was he or was he not suspended and fined?
But it don't matter. But you just said you never seen that. Answer my question.
Yes, he's been fined. Was he or was he not fined?
Yeah, he was fined.
That's all I'm asking.
But no, let me ask you this then. But your statement was, you said you never seen it before. That's what I'm saying. Cause let me tell you, first of all, let me say shout out, if you don't mind, can I say a shout out to my daughter? Her birthday is today.
Sure.
Happy 25th birthday.
Happy birthday,
Happy
birthday, Tierra.
Happy birthday, Queen Tierra. That's Princess Queen Tierra.
Yes, ma'am.
Indeed.
Yes, ma'am.
Indeed.
Yes, she is.
Indeed.
Yes, she is.
Appreciate that, y'all. And also, I want to I got a little insight on hockey too, because I have a little cousin. I want to say kudos to her. She's a hockey player because her dad, which is my step cousin, he played hockey and stuff. So his son and his daughter play hockey.
Sure.
So she just won the championship. Look up, her name is Chloe Page. So she just I can't think of the team she played for, but it's a team in Illinois.
P-A-G-E,
Page.
Okay.
And stuff. So I grew up my cousins playing hockey for years, okay? And then, like I say, his kids play hockey and stuff. So she just won a championship. And I think Chloe's in the age of about 12, 13, 14, something like that. And everything. So, as far as, like you said, Kill, it is a protocol. It is a ruling of how, you know, you're supposed to conduct a fight, because we know that's what you do in hockey, you fight. Okay.
Yeah.
But it is a protocol of how to fight, you know, to not use too much maliciousness or whatever. And then if a player goes down, once a person goes down and stuff, it's kind of over. The ref gets in to break it up, you know, once you come off the skate. Okay? There's no swinging of the sticks. You're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to kick no one with the blades or nothing like that. So, you know, but we know it's going to be fighting. It's going to be, might be some bench crown brawls, you know. But like you say, it has been egregious hits and violations, you know. Yes, they have got fined for that. Some have not, but some have got fined, you know. So, but
yeah.
I've seen, like I say, many of incidents where they done hit you know, with board check, you know, what do we call it, hit check or whatever, and they put them up against the board, you know. Man, vicious, okay? Like,
right,
they take the head off, okay? So,
yeah, they do.
And like I said, I've seen the guy get whacked with a stick, you know, and that's a no-no for sure. But, yeah, they definitely find that guy, but it has been done, and not only once. So, but I could never learn how to skate as far as on one blade. So, you know, he's trying to teach me, but I couldn't get it. So
hey, Ted, let alone fight on them joints. Fight on them joints. I could barely walk on them. So They were swinging, honey. They was on that joint swinging. Nobody went down. They was holding each other up until the last minute.
Now, you talking about a hard sport. That's a hard sport, too.
That is a hard sport.
57, you ever learned how to skate?
Never.
I didn't like it because it was cold. It ain't had nothing to do with the skates or the ice. It was just cold, man. And I hated the cold. I hated the cold. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm from
South. Right.
We grew up in the cold and snow, so that's what it was.
Hey, more power to you, baby. More power to you. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, NBA, baby.
Yes, indeed.
On the boulevard I landed. We used to kick routines and the presence was fitting. It was I, the abstract,
and me, the five-footer. I kicks the mad style, so step off the Frankfurter.
Yo, Fife, you remember that routine that we used to make spiffy like Mr. Clean?
A tidbit, a spidgin. I don't get the message, so you got to
okay.
Run the pigeon.
Yo, boy, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
Yo, boy, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
Yo, boy, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
So then grab the microphone and let your words rip.
Now here's the funky introduction of how nice I am.
Yeah.
Tell your mother, tell your father, send a telegram. I'm like an energizer because you see I last long. My crew is never ever whack because we stand strong. Now if you say my style is whack, it's where you're dead wrong. I say that body and El Segundo then push it along. You'll be a fool to reply the fight is not the man. Because you know and I know that you know who I am. A special shout out piece goes out to all my pals and feet. And a middle finger goes for all you punker feet. Because I love it when you whack and see despise me. They get vexed, I will next to none contest me. I'm just a rotten G who's 5'3" and very brave. On top remaining, no remaining, cause I misbehave. I come correct and full effect of all my holes in check. And before I get the butt, the gym must be a wreck. You see, I'm
right.
Positive, I don't...
Yeah.
Oh, Pronounce no junk.
All the time, right? Time, Tip.
All the time, yep.
Yeah.
You know
all the time, Kim, on the corner. Hey, all the time, Kim,
so Westbrook. What? Oh, man. I would like to take this moment, this time, to tell Russell Westbrook, congratulations. I appreciate you, young man. I appreciate the effort that you play the game with. I appreciate being able to tell young players, look at how Russell Westbrook does. That's how you do it. That's how you approach this game. Every opportunity that you are given to play a sport, that is the effort that you bring forth. That is what you do. Go ahead, Therese.
I'm just want to say what Russell Westbrook is a blessed soul. And y'all are blessed to have him on y'all team. I want to say shout out to him. I want to say shout out to Oscar Robertson for shouting out Russell Westbrook and telling him how great he is and how wonderful he is. I want to send a shout out to Jason Kidd, who said that it would never be done 20 years ago. Yesterday, he said that. And I just want to say that it was done. I called it. And I'm going to keep
you
calling stuff. Yeah.
I know that's right. I know that's right. You better go, girl. Come on, Ted.
Yes.
What do you got to say, Ted?
Well, let me piggyback on that, KG. I called it with you. I called it, too. I told him about Westbrook, you know. But me and Kill had
man,
talked
y'all,
about the
Man, y'all are some bammers,
yeah. Hey,
y'all
you
some bammers,
y'all. You, listen, get yours in, so let us get ours in. So, okay. But like I say, Westbrook, I'm tired of them. You know, talking about him not giving him his roses right now, you know, not giving him the respect that he's due, okay?
And like
he said, this is no easy SHIT, okay? So,
right.
And if it was so easy, since they trying to say that Mr. LeBron is so great, and I'm not going to get on LeBron, I'm not going to do a segment on him, but it's about Russ. But since they say it's so, you know, it's Shannon Sharpe downplayed it. He said it wasn't nothing, really nothing. But if it wasn't really nothing, why your man, who's 6'8", 6'9", 230-something, and supposed to be the best passer and this and that, why he can't do it? He can't even average a triple-double in 10 games, let alone a season. This man has done it for 4 seasons. Okay. Not built up teams, not super teams, but teams that he stuck with and gave his all to till he couldn't give no more, to his loyalty. They called for him, like Houston. James Harden said, "Hey, come on, Wes." And then, you know, I guess he felt threatened that he knew Westbrook gonna go hard and this and that. You didn't want Wes no more, so you disbanded him. KG left him. Paul George left. All of them left, but yet Russ got the blame for everything. But he did what he's supposed to do. Give that man his recognition, man. It's not easy to do that. Even Oscar Robertson, the great, only did it for 1 season. This man has done it for 4 seasons. Four seasons.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Come on, man. He gets you 25 rebounds on a night, man. He can get you 20 for sure. You don't have big men's even averaging that. Let alone getting a double-double, man. Come on, man. Right. Get his man his props, man.
Right.
He's top 5. He's top 5 point guards of all time to me. Top 5.
What say you, Lou?
Well, you know, I always thought it was one of those records that could never be broken. But last night, I was proven wrong. So all I can say is congratulations to Westbrook. Now all he needs to do is win a championship.
You know what? I heard that said. All he needs to do now is win a championship. Why? Why?
That's right.
Why does he? Whether he wins a championship or not, it does not take away the fact that you cannot talk today's basketball without bringing up Russell Westbrook. That's with or without a championship. Everybody, I heard that said today, and it left me befuddled. It's like, why? This man can't reach an accomplishment, and we be happy or celebratory in the fact that, like you just said yourself, Lou, this is a record we thought we'd never see broken.
That's right.
This is a record we thought we'd never see reached. So we're going to smother it with he just needs to win a championship. No, the hell he doesn't. No, the hell he doesn't. It would be great. It would be great if he won a championship, especially now with Washington. Yeah, hell yeah. He can win two or three of them. You know, but that does not take a championship. Does not, if LeBron can be celebrated for 4 wins out of 10 appearances, Russell Westbrook can be celebrated for what he put together season by season by season. If we can celebrate this man going and trying to dismiss Michael Jordan, 6 championships, 6 MVPs, you know, if we can do that, then Russell does not need to win a championship to be qualified as one of the greatest. One has nothing to do with the other. And see, it really made me mad because the championship talk was what brought up, oh, KD left him, Kyrie left, this person left, that person left, that person. Well, you know what? I'm looking at it like from this point of view. They left because Russell Westbrook does not like sorry-ass play. Because Russell Westbrook does not like dudes half-assing on the court. You're a player that's given 100% on everything from the jump ball, the rebound, the shooting, the setting picks, defensive rotations. You're giving 100%. and you're looking at a guy who's on your team that the non-basketball playing world, the members, people who aren't members of the NBA, qualify this guy as the end-all to be-all. But you see he half-assing. You see he jiving, slow-footed, when he's really faster than what he's giving. He's just not putting his all into it. Yeah, if you want to leave, dude, go on. Pack your bag. Goodbye and good riddance. Give me somebody who's going to play and put their energy out there like I am. Take the Wizards, for example. Take the Wizards, for example. This boy Gafford, Neto, Rui Hachimura, these dudes are trying to match Russell's energy. Hell, even Bradley Beal. And you all heard me at the beginning of the season talking about Brad's body language, how he looked. And then Brad comes out and says, you know, I had to realize as one of the leaders, my body language was affecting my team. Who in the ham sandwich do y'all think got that across to Bradley Beal? Right. He didn't realize it on his own. He didn't realize that on his own. Boy, let me get off my soapbox. 57, come on, man. What do you have to say, 57? Y'all forgive me. Go ahead. Fifty-seven, you with me? All right, Ted, I know you still with me.
Yeah,
Bob.
Yeah, you through ranting, man. Yeah, I'm with you, bro.
What do you mean, am I through ranting? Nah, hell no, I'm not. Because, man, it pissed me off today when they talked about Westbrook's accomplishment, and the first thing they want to do is look Shannon Sharp. Shannon Sharp, dude, you want to look at a reason to tear this man down. You know, your so-called watch him, Mr. Everything, has been on a vacation for what, about 3-4 weeks now? So I would think that you would welcome something positive to talk about the sport that you so-called love. But y'all want to throw dirt on this man. Come on, man. Come on, man. Yeah. I tell you what.
Yeah.
It's a good thing that Westbrook is not doing this for their recognition and their accolades, because he would just stop. Because them bastards don't see nothing right. Go ahead, Ted. Go ahead, Ted.
I totally agree as far as, you know, he doesn't need a championship to solidify his greatness. You know, it would be, it's good for the media, you know, for them to say that, well, he needs a championship and all that. But no, he's going to still be a Hall of Famer. I believe he should be a first ballot Hall of Famer. Okay, because John Stockton is a Hall of Famer. Has he won a championship? No. I don't think Steve Nash has won a championship neither. But they give him pretty much kudos that he's even won an MVP. You know, you know, like I said, I totally agree with you. He doesn't need a championship to solidify his greatness, to also to make a case for him to go into the Hall of Fame first ballot. To me, that's my opinion. You know, like I stated, if what this man is doing, we will not see it again, because players are too selfish. Players do not play with that motor, that same drive. Players do not go to the boards for offensive boards like that. Players do not get defense, go to the boards, especially guards. They don't go to the boards like that, like he does. You know? So, and he's been given a bum rap, totally. You know, like I say, Canty. You know, like a man you talked about, Canty was talking about him, talking about when they asked the question, is Russell Westbrook overrated or underrated? Okay, Canty said he's overrated. And I'm like, wow, how can you say this, guys? So then he brought out, like I talked about his stats, talking about, well, he was with this team. They didn't make it. They didn't make it. First round, he got put out the first round with this team, put out the second round. But look who he had with them. Well, y'all ain't saying it about when he had Kevin Durant, when he got put out that first round with them. Russ gave it his all. Okay, then when the last time, I have forgot one of those players was Paul George playing with him. Oladipo also played on that OKC team. Okay, so Paul George went 2-for-6. Russ did his thing. He couldn't do it by himself. So he didn't jump ship to go to make a super team.
No.
Okay, so like you say, Kel, also that point you said, them guys left because they was too soft. They wasn't giving that effort. They wasn't ready to go charge like he was up that hill. You know, they was being real soft. That's why Kevin Durant left. Talked about him and all that. I'm saying, well, he got the choice. But, man, he needed to. Because if he was, like I say, but been telling you, Kel, he ain't that dude, man. And he wasn't that dude then. He had to join another team. And then he wanted to take real big praise because of that and talk about these cats when you join on their ship, bro. You call yourself on the desert.
That's why he's
going to
always be tainted. That's why he's going to always be tainted, Ted. His championship's going to always be tainted because what he should have did was stayed there in OKC and made it work. They had them all up. It was him, Oladipo. They had Serge Ibaka. They had Holiday. Cam dude over there on the side. High-fiving with Russ. They had Russ, Harden, KD. They had everybody on the team. And they still did not make it.
But my point I really wanted to make was,
they said that Russell Westbrook don't make other people better. And I'm like, what? That makes no sense. Every time you talk about Russ and him, how can you say that he's a first-time Hall of Famer? Right? He did something. He's out here breaking records. But he also needs a championship to be respected, quote unquote. That whole sentence makes no sense because you can't have all these accolades and accomplishments, and every time somebody talks basketball, your name come up. So every time they talk about what Russell Westbrook, the line, you know, the finish line keep getting moved back. Every time he accomplished something, why he didn't do X, Y, da. And then let me see if he can do this. So the line keep getting pushed back further and further when you talk about Russell Westbrook.
But he's
never going to be respected
quick.
Like he wants to. He going to have to win a championship to shut everybody up.
But real quick, Kel, like you touched on, like you said that, you know, he doesn't need that.
Right.
And like you said, if he has to do that to prove to people, he will stop doing it. He's only doing it because he loved the game like that. You know, that's why he put that effort in. He's not doing it to please the media,
nobody.
To please nobody else.
No.
You know, that's why they don't like him that much. That's why they're making it, like you say, pushing the mark up and up, because he's not a kisser, you know. He's not a baby that's going to whine and say, oh, you're talking about me, or you ain't giving me no love. You're not doing this and that. He's going to play hard and give it every.
Yes. Yes.
That's him.
Ted. Yes. And you know what else? You know what else they said, Ted? They said that he's not getting the respect he needs because he got an attitude. He's not like a Chris Paul, you know. And then they showed a picture. They showed a picture of Russell talking to the media, right? And you know how he always got the mug on his face. So he doing the mug to the face, and they saying, see, that's why he's not being respected, because he don't respect nobody else. You got to give respect to get respect. And I'm saying, ain't respect always just there? It's there. Until somebody break it. It's just there. The respect is just there. Like you walk into the room, I respect everybody in here just because I'm walking in the room. You understand what I'm saying? It's just there.
But you know what? I'm going to say this, and I really mean this. Until they take the right for voting these players in the Hall of Fame, I think that vote should go to the living members of that hall, not the media. Why is it that the media gets to vote who goes in the Hall of Fame, who had the best career, who did this and who did that? When the media is mad and fussing with most of the players because the player didn't want to give an interview. Or we heard Kyrie Irving just last week, he and his team were fined because he didn't want to do a interview. So now when it comes time to vote for the Hall of Fame, do you think Kyrie, all he's done, do you think he will be a first ballot Hall of Famer? Hell no.
No.
They're not going to vote him. They're not going to. Now, the average fans, Lou, you and I, Ted, you and I, 57, you and I, T, we'll vote him in. We'll vote him in first ballot.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
But it does not matter. These media dudes are the ones. And these same media dudes. Dude, you don't put on you don't step on a basketball court ever.
No.
Ever. And if the man whose record he broke can come out and say this was good, that this was great, what he did, if that man can come out and say that, come on, dog. Come on, dog. Give that man his props. You sit and pick and fine comb everything you can when it comes to LeBron James to say that he's good for something. He did something good. But like Ted just brought to the light, when was the last time we seen LeBron James get a triple-double? When was the last time he averaged a triple-double?
Never.
I mean, come on. This bastard wasn't even in
the
damn... He wasn't even in the slam dunk contest, man.
Nope.
So, I ask you...
And congratulate him. He was the first... And he said... LeBron said, if anybody was going to do it, why not an amazing basketball player?
Therese, you know what, Therese? That means nothing. Okay?
That means a lot.
That means... No, it don't. No, it does not. It does not. It does. Let me tell you why.
Hold on.
Let me... Can I finish?
Why wouldn't it mean nothing?
Okay. And that's cool. You want to congratulate the man on his accomplishments? That's cool. I have no problem with that. But it doesn't mean, it does not mean as much as you're making it out to me. It really does.
Well, Katie didn't come out and look, the media was like, well, it's been 48 hours. Katie ain't congratulate. Kyrie ain't congratulate. Harden ain't congratulate. Everybody, all three of them. Nothing. Silent.
Now I ask you, do you think the only reason LeBron did that so he wouldn't be scrutinized in that way?
No.
She said
he, like you said, Kel, it don't mean a hill of beans, okay? But she said he was saying it because he couldn't do it. You know, that's why he's in the pool, because he couldn't do it. But like you said, it doesn't hold water to anything. And it doesn't matter what LeBron says. you know?
No.
So, like, you're totally right, Kelly. She's right. Like she said, he can't do it. Because, dude, you're supposed to be this all king. Why you can't do it?
Yeah.
You're the king. And you have to be able to see over this guy. You're not even averaging a double-double in rebounding.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Come on, man. You're supposed to be the king. 6'8", 6'9", 240, 260, whatever, and supposed to pass like magic. You can't even touch or hold a candle to magic. I keep trying to tell you, better quit talking about he the best winner there is. Come on. You get 4 championships out of 10. Okay, they keep forgetting about Bill Russell. They keep forgetting about Kareem. They keep forgetting
about
Magic Johnson, Kobe Bryant.
Don't go on too hard. It's all good.
I'm tired of it. Give Russell his props. The man, the man is the best point guard. He's one of the best top 5 point guards since sliced bread. You need more than one slice to make a loaf. Come on.
There you go.
Let me say this. You don't dish out 25, 26 assists, and you're not making the rest of your team better.
Say that, Kel.
Fact.
Say that again. Say that one more time.
There's no way that you can dish out 25, 26 assists per game and not making your team better. So now this is why I have my problem when people start trying to compare him to Steph Curry. Steph Curry is a gimmick to me. Seriously.
Yeah,
you can't count on him for defense. The only thing you can count on Steph Curry for is the wild, way out of the reach 3-point shot. That's basically all you can count on Steph Curry for. Russell Westbrook, you can count on that man. Listen, we have timeouts, right? And I know I've said this to you guys. I know I said it to Ted. But we were watching the game last night. And during the timeout, Russell Westbrook, he had everybody who was playing on the court before the timeout huddle around him, and he's delving out instructions. I need you to do, you to do, you to do, and not even just what I need you to do, but I'm going to be doing this and that and the other. This was Russell Westbrook. What was Scott Brooks doing? He was standing there talking to his coaches. And then all of a sudden, he went away from his coaches, you know, and tried to come to where the players were. But at that time, the timeout was over. The huddle was over.
Right.
They was drinking water and walking back on the court. Do not slander this man. This man deserved the proper credit for what he has done. And I'm not taking anything away from LeBron James. I can appreciate that he appreciates greatness.
Right.
But it leads me to believe, it leads me one to wonder, did he do this so he wouldn't be called out like Durant, like Irving, like Harden? Is he trying to avoid that media storm?
But Kim, let's go with he's trying to avoid that media storm.
Yeah.
Let's go with that, right? Even if he did, right? What do he have to gain? He didn't do it. We know you can't do it. You've been in the league 39 years.
Right.
You ain't never done it.
He doesn't want the media talking about him. He doesn't want the media, not in a negative manner.
Yes, they are, because he's trying to come back before he's fully healed. He wants to play the last regular game, and he should sit out the last regular game. So they really going in on him right now. So he's already making all the Google. They already making all the ESPNs, the Bleacher Reports, everything, because he want to come back early. But my thing is, compliment is a compliment regardless of who gives it. God can just take it, say thank you, and keep it moving.
Some compliments.
Everything is not the agenda, though. You just don't like that man.
Yes, it is. Yes, it
you
is.
Just don't like that
especially
man.
In that
Let's
fourth
keep
world. No, Tree, listen. Well, how I feel about the man don't got nothing to do with me breaking down why he did something. It don't have nothing to do with it. And listen.
That's your opinion.
Listen.
You can't say what his motive was. You can't say what his motive was.
He played with him on the USA team. He's a teammate of his before.
Okay.
So
okay.
I can't just say, congratulations, bro. You did that, golly. You did that, bro. I can't say that.
How about hey, listen, like you just said, everywhere, Bleacher Report, ESPN, everywhere, it's bad words on him, right? Ain't that what you just said?
They're saying he should
Ain't that what you just said?
Yes.
But that's what you just said. Everything is negative, right? So why not take a break from that? Congratulate my man. Jump out there, be one of the first ones to congratulate him. So the talk or the direction of the talk will be different. You telling me you don't see that?
4 days later. What happened if he would have just came out 4 days later and said it? You would have still had this argument. Like the man can't win or lose with the world. Like he can't win or lose.
Man.
He can't congratulate somebody genuinely, congratulate somebody. Because now I'm going to ridicule
that. Trees, how can you say that he's genuine?
Why LeBron?
How can you say that he's not,
though? Why LeBron doing that? Why he got to have a reason why he's doing it. Oh, they bad-mouthing him over there. He want to take a break from that. You're never going to take a break if the media is the one going in on you. You're never going to take a break from that. They're not going to give you no break because you over here congratulating somebody.
Their whole report will be different. It will be different, Tree.
That still don't make sense. It still doesn't make sense or make it different. Upside down or sideways. The man just said, congratulations, you did it. I couldn't. So I'm going to congratulate
you. Okay, Tree. If you believe that, we can agree to disagree.
I do.
Go ahead, Ted.
So we're going to agree to disagree.
Well, I can say that the media, I mean, they you got certain outlets of the media that go in on him. Then you got certain outlets of the media that he's the darling of. So he gets it on both sides. You know, you have his hate. You have your haters. You have your lovers. Okay. So you know, I can say that you know he. He definitely acknowledged it because he can't do it, and he hasn't done it, you know.
Thanks.
But as to the validity of this, you know, I don't know. I can't say his motive. I mean, I can't say that. I can say that on her point that, she, you know, he has played with him. He knows basketball, okay? He's a basketball aficionado also. Ooh. He's, you know, he's been around the game, okay? So
and he knows social media, man. And
he knows social media
as well.
But what I'm saying, and also I think what piggyback on her, it doesn't matter what he say. They're going to say what they're going to say about him. So, you know, it regardless. So I think, like you say, things from the heart, you know. So, I mean, I think he just gave him congratulations because he recognized this man did that, you know. And definitely part is, I didn't do it. That's something that I didn't do, so kudos to you, bro.
You know what I just realized? This is what LeBron fans do, man. This is what LeBron fans do. Let me finish.
This is the thing that I'm saying.
If I throw a rock in the crowd and it don't hit you, then I'm not talking about you. How about that?
Not necessarily.
This is the part that crushed me. with people that are LeBron fans. Do you see how this whole topic switched and swarmed over to LeBron? Why? Why? We're giving Westbrook props. We're giving no, I didn't.
Okay. Yes, you did. Because I said LeBron gave it to him, and then you said I'm gonna go back. You said LeBron only saying that because he got an agenda behind what he's saying, and then we started talking about it.
He's trying to kill some of the bad press that's coming to him his way.
See, we still talking about him. Let's talk about Brett. Let's switch subject. Can we switch subject? Can we do that?
Right.
This is what we're going to do.
We're going to agree to disagree. I thought we were going to agree to just disagree.
We did. But you brought it back. I guess I brought it back up. I'll say that. I brought it back up. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So I'll say
okay,
that.
Okay,
well,
we love you. We still love you.
563-999-3872. Kale's Corner, man. I'm telling you, you don't know what you're going to get.
See?
You don't know what you're going to get here, man.
Here you go.
We'll be right back, y'all.
Want a good time, wanna give you what you want. Can I hear a hey? Giddy up, you got a hat. This was a the styling is creative. Black people the native. Can be violated or even disappointed.
Yeah, I'm sorry, y'all. Shut up, Trey.
You wanna address the Bradley Beal, Kent Bazemore drama?
Nah, go ahead. You that's all you.
Okay, so we got Kent Bazemore. He did an interview, after the game, the Warriors game. Kent Bazemore that plays with the Warriors. He said that they won a game and people was trying to keep up with Steph Curry and they out here pulling their hamstrings and stuff like that. And he started rocking back in his chair, looking, laughing. And then he said, I guess that went over stuff. You caught it, didn't you? You got it. Like he was clowning Bill, right? So Bill heard it, and so now they're going back and forth on Twitter. And Bill said, you a clown, called him a clown and all that. And Bill's wife got in it, and she said, well, why are you even talking? Who are you? Like that. So, she went in on him, and then ever since they've been arguing, she'll write Bradley Beal's stats up on the thing, and then she'll put Bazemore on the thing, and she said, enough said, I'm going to sleep, y'all can, I'm just going to leave this right here. I said, oh, okay. So she went in on Bazemore because he tried
stand
to
by your man.
Her husband. That's right.
Stand by your man, too.
That's right.
Even though if it was me and my woman, I would say, babe, don't do that. Because if he come out his mouth wrong to you, now it's a whole different type of situation. So I would encourage my woman to just not say nothing. And to be honest, I really wouldn't get too involved with arguing back and forth with them either, because when I look up your stat as a comparison to mine, there is no competition.
Right.
There's nothing for us to talk about, Slim. You are who you are doing what you do, and I am who I am. And nothing for nothing. If I gained an injury or pulled a hamstring, dude, it's because of what I'm giving day in and day out on that court. It ain't got nothing to do with Steph Curry, man.
Yep, and that's what it's right here. The same thing you saying,
Q. Yeah. Come on, Tanya.
Well, I totally agree with you, bro. You know, on the situation, I understand wife want to stand by her man, but in some situations you need not to even get involved. Let man handle man's business, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
She didn't address it to him just like.
But still, like Kiel say, you know, even her making
like
that comment, like Kiel say, by she making that comment, he might say something to her, address it to her, being due to media stuff, how they using the chit-chat or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Then he might say something to her. So then that's when we got a situation. Then when I see you, I'm punching you in your mouth. You know, that's what, you know, so like Kiel say, I understand, you know, she want to stick by her man, but it's some situation you just not don't comment, baby. Don't be like Jackie Christie, okay? You know how
she
used to get down.
Oh, I am Jackie Christie.
But this is the situation. Now I can see if me and this man fighting and this man getting the best of me. Yeah, baby, pick up something and knock him upside his head so I
matter.
Get up on top.
It don't matter.
But as far as words, but like Kiel say, with words, baby, sometimes you don't want. You know, let me address it to this man, because if he say something about you, then I'm going to have to take it to a whole nother level than just me and him talking, going back and forth, because I can ignore me and him, you know. But if he say anything foul to you, ain't no ignoring, you know. It's a whole nother level then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But she didn't like, keep going back and forth with him. Like, when she said her first statement, she just put it out there, put a statement out there. And then she didn't address it to nobody. She just put it out there. And then every day after that, she would put Bill's stats, you know, just constantly put his stats up on the thing.
Well,
and she wouldn't say nothing else.
Women.
She
we
just would put it there.
We can't control y'all mouths sometimes when it comes to us. We know y'all going to get ready. So we got to be ready to put it up. So defend your woman.
Yep.
No doubt.
She is going in.
She is crazy.
Well, I'm telling my woman, look, don't.
You can tell me.
Don't.
But you know my personality.
You. Yeah. Poor.
Some women, the personality is so strong. Yeah, he's
poor
thing. Sorry, the pain. Yeah. Yes,
because
I'm coming in. Oh, tag me in, honey.
Tag me in. You know what?
Yes.
I ain't messing with
well,
you.
Well, he sit back, huh, and just watch you go. Say, hey, man, my woman handle you, honey.
Or her little, I don't even need you. I let my legs handle you. You a girl anyway. You out here talking girls. You always fighting for another man's stats. Sit down,
man.
And thank you. That's what I would say. That would be my first statement. Are those your stats or Steph's stats, sir?
And that's even for days more to say anyway, though. For a player to get injured, do you want to clown on a player that's got injured? You know, dude. Come on, man.
That's what
this brother
made. And this party by she made. You going to clown my husband because he mad, because he got hurt?
Well, I'm not saying she ain't got no reason to. She got every right to trust that, you know.
Oh, no, I understand
what
you were saying, Ted. I do. I understand what you were saying.
She got every right. Uh-huh. You know? Mm-hmm. And baby boy, he is like a little sweet to me, you know.
Oh, yeah. He said he got a wife and kids, though. He got a wife and kids.
I apologize.
Too.
Well, he was in the ladder for a while. He might be on the DL. Let me shut up.
Hey.
This radio broadcast. I'm sorry.
Under the
Forgive
table,
me.
Baby.
Yeah, man. Hey, look, man. The comments of Theodore Gordon are his own. Those are not, those do not reflect that, you know what, 563-999-3782. 563-999. Oh, my goodness. We'll be right back, y'all.
Whoa. Now look who's in trouble as you run through my jungle. All you hear is rumble. Kanye West sample, Sims 1-4-8-10.
Gossip, 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 just stop it. Everybody know I'ma need to see you pee your pants at the concert. I'ma need to see you pee your pants at the concert. Profit, profit, I get it. Everybody know I'm a monster. I'ma need to see you pee your pants at the concert. I'ma need to see you pee your pants. The best living or dead, hands down, huh? Let's talk more right now, huh? And my eyes more red than the devil is. And I'm about to take it to another level. Level, kind of who you going with, yeah. Ain't nobody cold as this. Do the rap and a track, triple double, no assist. And my only focus is staying on some bogus. Arguing with my older brother, acting like I owe it, owe it. I heard the beat, the same rap to get a track pain. Off the chain that always give me back pain. Backed up my money, so yeah, I had to act sane. Shot, shot, buddies love my accent. Just came up to me and said,
oh my goodness! Oh my, we needed that one real quick, huh, T? Can't you with me, man?
Of course he is.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, okay, okay. That's what's up. So, all of this started with us congratulating. We're going to congratulate Westbrook. We're going to send a congratulations out to Bradley Beal. Even if he doesn't reach Steph Curry, I appreciate the energy and the effort that the young man put into this season thus far. So I send kudos and a shout out to him. Let's check this call here.
Jaylen Brown somebody on the line.
Mhm. 694. You on Kale's Corner. Who is this? Where you calling from, bruh? Or sis? Okay, you want to remain silent. That's cool. That's cool. Go ahead, Trees. What was you saying?
Jaylen Brown from the Celtics. He got to have season-ending surgery on his wrist. He tore some ligaments in his wrist. And Michael Brogdon is out with a hamstring. So that might play in y'all favors. I don't condone nobody getting hurt, but he played for the Pacers, and y'all need to be up one on them. So they right in front of y'all, and they got somebody named Michael Brogdon, the little guy Michael Brogdon. He's out right now from a hamstring. And they don't know if he's coming back. He might be out indefinitely.
Wow.
Got a couple of announcements. I know we're going into football. So Julian Edelman, even though he announced his retirement, he might be playing with the Bucks. Jaguars signed Tim Tebow for a tight end position. And Richard Sherman might go to the what? Listen. Richard Sherman.
I'm pressing the break. I'm pressing the break. I am pressing. Tebow going to the Jaguars, man.
He's already been signed.
They did sign him?
Yep.
Wow. Wow.
Yep. Wow. Jaguars signed Tim Tebow as a tight end.
Can I ask a question?
And Richard, yes.
Can I ask you one question?
Absolutely.
Maybe you know the answer to this.
Sure.
Why is it Colin Kaepernick to date hasn't been given a chance to retry his career in the NFL?
He doesn't want it. And he has been given a chance.
By whom?
Can't remember.
Are you talking about
team?
That workout? Are you talking about that choreographed workout?
When,
well, he did the choreographed workout, but after the workout, they went to the table and they sat down and they was, you know, talking back and forth, and it had something to do with the lawsuit that he, put against the NFL. So I guess if he took the money, he couldn't play in the NFL anymore. So that's, you know, that's what stopped it. Because I think he can't play if he took the money, or he would have to give the money back.
Yeah, but that came later on, right? I'm
well,
just being
right
sure.
After they tried to ban, yeah, that came like maybe a year or two after they banned him. Well, they never banned him.
Right.
Like they never came out and said they banned him, but we all know he was banned for taking the knee for something that everybody is
that
doing
came
right
a
now
year,
in the NFL.
That came a year or two after the wink, wink, secret handshake. That's when that came, you know. After the wink, wink, and handshake, then we're not going to. Man, you know, doing Kale's Corner, it makes me look into stories a little deeper than I normally would as just a fan of the sport, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I swear, man, some of these stories are just so nasty, so nasty, and such a turnoff, you know,
mm-hmm.
to the point where it's like, why? It just makes me question the whole thing. You understand what I'm saying? It makes me question the whole thing, you know, from LeBron and basketball, and how we can see all his accomplishments, state all his accomplishments, and have nothing else to say. But with anyone else, we'll belittle his accomplishments, speak about his accomplishments, but bolster the things that you think will make him an official athlete in his sport. And, you know, it's like the more and more I go through these stories and deal with these stories, it just like sours the taste in my mouth. It sours the taste in my mouth for sports. Seriously. You know, because it just comes to a point of when is enough going to be enough, really? You know? When are they going to actually give the props where the props are due? When is it actually going to be a situation where we look at someone and we say, that there is a great athlete? Or that man, yeah, he didn't do all we expecting him to do. Because I'm being honest, y'all, when LeBron came out of college, the word was he was the end all. I'm sorry. When he came out of high school, I'm sorry. But the word was he was the end all to be all in basketball players. That's what was said. That's what was put out there. That he was going to break the mold, throw it away, and he would be the greatest basketball player we have ever seen. He has had a great career. I'm not going to shun that.
I was going to say, he's one of them. He's one of them.
But he's not
the best.
But he has nowhere lived up to the expectations, Tree. He has nowhere lived up to the... The expectations that were put on him before he entered the league.
So
we were all told that
I think he's pretty lived up to. He did a pretty good job.
If somebody, if somebody would have told you that he would be 4 out of 10 in final appearances, you would have said, "Well, Dave, you can't compare him to Mike. You can't compare him to this one. You can't." While we do see that is an accomplishment, and we give him his props where his props are due, we can't put him with this one, or we can't put him with that one. What do you want to say, Ted? Because I hear you over there. What would you want to say?
Yeah, indeed. Because I'm confused because I thought we was through talking about LeBron. Because you got, I'm definitely for
you. Hey, where we at, man? Where we at?
Can I finish?
Where we at?
But can I? Now you want to be finished? Now I just listened to you for about 2 hours. I know it's your show, bro. I said it already. It's Kale's Corner, everybody. It's Kale's Corner. But let me get this segment in because you try to throw a rock at me and say if it hits somebody, then this is Blase and Skippy. When we talked about LeBron calling me a LeBron.
But go ahead, the rock hit you, man.
No, you need to throw a rock up in the air, bro, and hit yourself in the head because you keep bringing about LeBron. I thought we was done off of him and on football and on Tebow. But you keep seeing to bring up this dude.
This is false talk, man.
You make him irrelevant.
This is false talk, dude.
Is this not sports talk?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is not sports talk.
You got it.
If a topic relates, then it's going to be talked. Listen, man. If a topic relates, it's going to be talked about. It is. And now, if you don't see where they relate, hey, by all means, listen a little longer. You'll see exactly where they relate.
There you go, trying to take shots, bro. I didn't say that it didn't relate, but that's the fact of what I'm saying. We got other things. I digress. Hey, LeBron the man, like you say. I mean, I don't know the love of my hater. Which one is it that you do? Tell me.
I never said he was the man.
You hate him or you love him, because you keep talking about him, but that's all. But what you asking me, so is this a question about LeBron, or we talking about Tebow, or we talking about, because I do have an opinion about Tebow.
Well, let us hear it. What the hell we get all this prefix for? Let us hear it. What do you got to say about Tebow, man?
Well, I got to say that I don't think they should have hired him as a football player. They should have hired him as a coach. Go straight to the coach because you're taking away the chance for all these other young players, you know, that have their dream achieved. You already had your chance. You didn't want to switch positions at the time when they tried to take you from quarterback to be a tight end. You didn't want to do it then because you had too much pride. So you tried to go play baseball, okay, and made a show out of that game, you know, and everything. So then you're not good. So now because you got a relationship with Urban Meyer because he's your daddy figure, you know, he's giving you an opportunity to be on the team where you're taking away somebody's dream. Be a coach. Go straight to the head, to the thing. Be a coach, you know, assistant coach. You don't have to take away nobody's position, you know, as a player.
Yeah.
You know,
and to me, that would be a story within itself. If Tebow came back and for some way or somehow found himself in the likings of a Belichick or Cowher or one of these guys, then his story would be great. Now that you're accepting the tight end position that you were offered, 6 years ago? Definitely. Now you decide that you want to take that? I heard sportscasters saying that the problem with Tebow is he's a glutton for the attention and that he only wants attention that comes with playing in the NFL. And I'm almost to the point where I agree with that. You turn down a position that you're more than willing to take now. You're older. You're more pounds heavier than you was, and you're not as fast as you were.
Right.
It never been fast.
Never. Yeah,
because
I think he ran a
4.7. But, hey, Chris Cooley proved that you don't have to be fast to be a tight end.
Yeah,
Chris Cooley.
He also proved that he shouldn't have came back out there either.
Yeah, that is what.
Have him playing some playing at the Jets. They had him go out for passes, and he missed it. They showed one clip today where, I mean, he just looked terrible, running slow and no cuts, nothing, and ducked his head when the ball came toward him. So, sit on down, clown.
Well, I mean, it could be get y'all's attention off of my young, you know, quarterback, my young prospect, you know. It could be a situation is that, you know what I mean? And I'm not saying it is, but I'm also not saying that it's not.
Yeah, it definitely could be. That could be a ploy. But Trevor Lawrence going to get detention anyway regardless, okay? You know, that's the golden boy. He going to get it. You don't want Tebow to have a bad reverse act on the locker room. On the young players,
right.
You know, saying, man, why you like, and you know, I've taken also a page from what these announcers were saying, but also had that same sentiment that, hey, you know, you cut this dude for to give this dude special treatment. Who the hell is he? He's a wash up. We don't even know about him no more. How long ago? Come on, and from the University of Florida, didn't pan out as a quarterback. Now you want to, like I say, take another young person, you know, career, you know, his dream. And like you say, it could be for that. They could use that for that. But, hey, you don't get that attention anyway, man. You know, it's enough
media
in New York.
I think they did extend their salary cap, too.
Make them an assistant coach. You got to play them. You got rookies, you ain't got to pay much. You got, you know, I don't know. It's just a pain. But, hey, they can do what they want to do. Well, JT, let's just see how it works. I don't care. I'm just worried about my Bears. I don't care what they do. Keep it. Keep the limelight off of Western Lane. Hey, I don't care. If y'all play us, we going to punish y'all.
Facts. Well, let me say this I don't know if we got any Dallas Cowboy fans in here, but they thinking about picking up Richard Sherman. I said that he might go back to the Seattle Seahawks last week, but this week they talking about sending him to. He said he might want to go to Dallas. So he might end up a healthy Richard Sherman in Dallas. He's still young, so I don't know.
He ain't that young.
That's gonna be a great defense.
he ain't that young, and one
he's
player.
He's still good.
I didn't see that last season.
And they got Michael Parsons.
He was getting
they picked up Michael Parsons. They're gonna be eating over there in Dallas. I don't know.
Well, he was
a
real.
He was a little drummer boy last season, ma'am. You know what I mean? Because they was beating that Bama like a drum, for real.
Oh man.
So,
Richard Sherman,
and with Dallas, with the coaching staff, hey, you know what? Let me ask you this: what changes have Dallas made to their coaching staff? I'll wait.
They got a new defensive coordinator.
Ooh.
They
have
a
new
defensive.
Okay. Okay. That's cool. That's cool. They got a new defensive coordinator. What does that mean, though?
Hey, you asked the question. I answered the question. I don't know what it means.
Yes, you did.
All I know is,
yes, you did.
Yeah.
Yes, you did. Okay. Now I'm asking you, what does that new coach entail? What does that mean? Because Dallas has a new coach.
I guess he's going to bring more defense. I don't know. Dallas Cow. I just married into the brand,
so I try not
to keep up too much with them. But I just saw that flash across my screen, and I figured I'd go ahead and put that out there.
Oh, you speaking for time? Did we just talk about wives speaking? speaking for their husbands.
I told you how we got.
I ain't mad at you, sis. I ain't mad at you at all. That's what's up. That's what's up. Yeah. Trees, boy. That girl crazy. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782 is the number. We'll be right back, y'all. We're going to take this last break, and we'll be right back.
Having a wonderful day, and I was back with my wife, the first of the month, and now just walking, joking, rolling, busting, living on 40 hours again, come, come, we got the bus and rum, up and...
Whoa, hey, Tree, I've been told to ask you, why didn't y'all re-sign Richard Sherman?
He didn't want to come back.
Didn't want to come back?
That's what he said.
Wow.
We want to come back.
Yeah. Kirby.
He don't got to win this championship with us. He don't got to win. He could linger out there.
Oh, y'all.
Going over there to the Dallas Cowboys and might win something.
Oh, wow.
I know there ain't going to be no championship.
How's everybody doing?
What's up,
I know
Kirby?
That's right. Oh, hey, Kirby.
How you doing, Patrice?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. I want you to buy a kill clock because at 4 o'clock it's going to be football. That's that round thing that you put in a peach basket. Bam. Anyway, Kel.
That'd be great.
Kel, you was talking about arguing whether or not to argue and all that stuff. I believe in free speech. I believe everyone has the right to their wrong opinion. You understand?
Mm.
That's right. Now, Kim,
I heard that.
Look at your board and see if there's a 623 area code number that's been holding forever. Why don't you bring him on?
I tried to. He didn't say anything.
He didn't say nothing. We tried twice.
Yeah, I'm great. I'm going to try again right now with Kirby on 623. You on live?
Okay. I've been listening to y'all. I didn't hear you call on me.
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
This is Classy Lassie. I think we met on Kirby's show.
Mm-hmm.
We've been friends for a long time. We've written together on another site. Just really taking it in what y'all been saying. Interesting stuff. I have to agree with you, Catrice, about Tim Tebow. I think the guy has been out of the league for 6 years. He may have a chance, but I don't think he'll be in shape. And I think he should have let some other young guy, come along. Instead of trying to jump back in there and take a roster spot, I don't even know if they'll make the roster. I have my doubts.
Yeah. Well, they're doing that because he's the next Florida Gator and he sells tickets. He puts butts in the seat. And as far as being in shape, he's a strong Christian. He don't drink or smoke. So he's still in shape. But as far
You got to work out. Staying in shape is more than not drinking and smoking,
Yes, ma'am.
Tell him again.
He's perfectly right. But what I'm saying is that he'll either make it or not break it with the competition. I don't know what kind of hands he has as a tight end. He's got to be able to catch the ball, So I would use him as a fullback. Or,
Yeah.
Field, tailback are sticking back there in the split T formation that they had back in the 60s, you know.
I don't know what.
Single wing, double wing.
I have a feeling he's not that tough. I doubt if he's that tough. He probably doesn't want to be hit like a blocking tight end.
You said it right there. You said it, ma'am. Exactly. I was thinking that. I'm like, you know, that's why he tried to play quarterback and he didn't want to play tight end because he didn't want to take those hits. And man, yep. he don't want to take those. He in football shape is different than being in shape, you know, and taking those hits. And he hasn't taken any hits in 6 or 8 years. So he's in trouble. And they definitely going to be trying to punish me.
Big trouble.
You want to come out here and take my man's spot? Boom.
Yeah.
You don't see.
I do think Kirby's right, though. I do think Kirby's right about selling tickets and putting people in
all
the seats, you know. That's the big part of the deal is making money these days for the NFL, you know.
All
that's
day.
True. Being as though it was a pandemic, nobody been in them seats, honey, for a minute. They need some butts in them seats.
Well, they only let so many people in anyway. So.
And you about to tell that. Open up, it's going to be full blown. It's going to be full blown. Everybody knows it's going to be a butt in every seat in that thing.
Okay.
Yeah,
Lassie was asking about Catrice, and so, you know, I said, well, I'm fixing to call in to Kel's Corner because the second hour is NFL, you know, and you're a big supporter of the Chiefs, and Andy Reid's been busy. So tell us about Andy Reid and his offensive line there, Classy Lassie.
Well, you know, I'm real happy. He's got three new offensive line players. The guy that they took for, he's a guard and a center. He's basically going to be a guy to open up holes, you know. He's a big guy, and he'll be, you know, he's not a mauler, but I think he'll be a good addition, you know. Got to have that O-line. You know, it all starts up front. But they got it. They got a really good prospect tight end. He's going to be different than Travis Kelce, but this kid is got great hands. He's just got all kinds of upside, you know. He's played his name's Noah Gray. He only dropped three catches in his whole college career. I mean, they can use him in the slot. They can, you know, he can block. They can use him as a fullback. This guy is a real tight end. He can do it all. And he's different than Travis Kelce, so it's not like he'll be competing with him.
So what you're saying is that the Chiefs will be back in the playoffs along with the 49ers?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe the Chargers, too, you know.
Yeah, I love what the 49ers did. I love what they did. I think that guy they took from North Dakota, he is the most intelligent quarterback in the draft. And give me a guy who is football smart, you know.
Right.
And
he'll
figure it out, you know. He'll learn the playbook fast, and he'll be ready to go when they need him.
I can agree with that wholeheartedly. You know, to pick a guy for his smarts and his athleticism, I mean, you're putting your franchise in a great position to win, you know. If we haven't learned anything from watching Tom Brady, we've learned that the norm is out the window. The norm is out of the window. You have to have a guy. It means more for your guy to have it between his ears than anywhere else. It means more for your guy to have a understanding what's going on around him, because then he can mentally translate it to the physical side of what we love as football. All right, guys. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. We've come to the end of another program. Man, Classy, you make sure that you take this number down and you call back in on Thursday. Because every Tuesday and Thursday, we're right here on Kale's Corner, and we're discussing these situations. And listen, forgive me, guys. Forgive me. You are absolutely right. I got off subject. but I can't. Hey, look, I can't resist a good LeBron hate conversation. That's on me.
Right.
So I'm gonna do better. That's all I'm gonna say. Go ahead, Tree.
Well, you know what I always say. I just want to tell each and every one of you guys that's listening, the people that's participating, that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. You guys know that we do this every Tuesday and Thursday from 5 to 7 right here at Kale's Corner. Just tell a friend and tell a friend. And absolutely give people their flowers while they're alive. We love you, and we'll see you guys on Thursday at 5 o'clock. Thank you. We love you.
That's enough said.
Oh, no.